It's Wednesday, July 11th, AD 2018. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Evangelicals in Cuba are gearing up to fight what they fear are moves toward the acceptance of homosexual faux marriage in the communist country, reports Christian Today. Because he had the gall to assert that gender is determined by biology, British Christian Dr. David McCarrath has lost his position, reports the Christian Institute. After working for the National Health Service in the United Kingdom for 26 years, Dr. McCarrath was set to become a disability assessor for the Department for Work and Pensions, but he was deemed, quote, unfit to work, end quote, after he said he would refer to patients in accordance with their biological sex. Plus, he explained that, quote, as a Christian, the Bible teaches us that God made humans male or female. Genesis 1:27 says, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. President Donald Trump pardoned Oregon cattle ranchers Dwight Hammond and his son yesterday, who had both been convicted on arson charges, sparking the 2016 occupation of a wildlife refuge, reports ABC News. The Hammond's case led to the armed 41-day occupation of a national wildlife refuge, during which one occupier was shot dead by police. The takeover was the latest flare-up in a decades-old conflict over federal control of millions of acres of public land in the western United States. Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy, who did not attend the reserve occupation but advised his sons there from afar, said, quote, it's a great day for the Bundys, it's a great day for the ranching community, and it's a great day for America that there's some justice here, end quote. Texas claims the top spot in CNBC's 2018 America's Top States for Business rankings. In addition to the energy sector helping to turbocharge the $1.6 trillion Texas economy, the Lone Star State has added more than 350,000 jobs in the past year. Texas is home to giants like AT&T, ExxonMobil, and Dell. Failed 2016 presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is planning on appearing at a convention for the American Federation of Teachers this weekend, along with Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, suggesting that she might be interested in running for president in 2020, reports the Daily Caller. Typically, when a television show hosts a salute program around July 4th, its purpose is to honor fallen or injured veterans. Except Netflix has a new theme. Honoring abortion, reports WorldNetDaily.com. So-called comedian Michelle Wolf, wearing a red, white, and blue leotard and backed by a marching band, led pro-abortion chants on her TV show, The Break with Michelle Wolf.
I'd like to do a salute to abortion in The Break's 10th annual Salute to Abortion. Abortion, I salute you! Women, it's about $300. That's like 6 movie tickets.
CNS News reports that she once said that the phrase pro-life is a propaganda term that is not real, like healthy ice cream. Wolf's most recent national exposure was her downright revolting so-called comedy routine at the White House Correspondents Association dinner last winter. Not all pro-lifers are pleased with President Trump's pick of Judge Brett Kavanaugh for the Supreme Court. Stay tuned for my eye-opening worldview special report immediately following today's newscast. God is good. All 12 of the boys and their soccer coach have been safely rescued from the Thailand cave where they had been trapped for 2 weeks. Look at the video from The Guardian, which we have linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. As ChristianHeadlines.com previously reported, quote, the escape route is extremely dangerous. A former Thai Navy SEAL, 38-year-old Saman Gunan, died last Friday while trying to reach the group with oxygen, end quote. John 15:13 says, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. The boys and their coach had no idea of the mortal danger that they would face when entering the caves. The boys and their coach became stranded in the dark tunnels by a sudden and continuous downpour. The families of the boys, as well as complete strangers around the world, have been eagerly hoping and praying for their safe rescue. In an age of many disheartening news stories, the story of how rescuers, countries, and diverse people came together for a common cause is truly inspiring. And finally, the big update on our fundraising campaign. One listener made a pledge in the last 24 hours toward our Friday, August 3rd goal of $30,000 to help keep the Worldview in 5 minutes on the air. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on the Worldview between researching, interviewing, transcribing, writing, editing, and voicing the newscast. Special thanks to Arielle from Carmel, Indiana, for her one-time gift of $50. We are grateful to God for her sacrificial generosity. Total raised, $3,650 toward our $30,000 goal. We need just 27 more Worldview listeners to pledge $50 per month for a year, and 34 more listeners to pledge $25 per month for a year. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right, then on $50 or $25, and check the recurring donation button. Would you prayerfully consider becoming one of 3 Worldview listeners to step up to the plate by my newscast on Thursday? And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, July 11th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report. I'm Adam McManus. When President Donald Trump announced his Supreme Court pick on Monday night in prime time, Ricardo Davis, the president of Georgia Right to Life, felt like he had been sucker punched.
We were surprised and quite frankly disappointed that President Trump nominated someone like Judge Kavanaugh instead of another candidate such as Judge Barrett, who has stated an opinion that is consistently pro-life.
Davis explained why they concluded that Kavanaugh was a bad pick.
When Georgia Right to Life looked in detail at Judge Kavanaugh's record, most troubling was his statement during his confirmation hearings back in 2016 on his nomination to serve on the D.C. Court of Appeals, where he said, and I quote, "If confirmed to the D.C. Circuit, I would follow Roe v. Wade faithfully and fully. That would be the binding precedent of the court. I would follow it. It's been reaffirmed many times. Judge Kavanaugh, as an appellate court judge, is not bound to uphold the precedent of Roe v. Wade."
In addition, Davis pointed to a second indication that Judge Kavanaugh has a bad record on the question of protecting life.
The second objection is the Garza case a few years ago, where we had an illegal immigrant who was a minor who wanted to get an abortion. And Judge Kavanaugh also agreed that that young woman had a constitutional right to an abortion. If Judge Kavanaugh does believe in a constitutional right of abortion, then we see it in the Garza case, where he agreed that an illegal immigrant minor had a constitutional right to an abortion.
So what does Georgia Right to Life want President Trump to do?
Georgia Right to Life is urging President Trump to withdraw Judge Kavanaugh and instead nominate Judge Amy Coney Barrett, who has a strong pro-life position.
In addition to being the mother of 7 children and a devout pro-life Catholic, Davis cites more evidence.
Barrett noted that Roe created through judicial fiat a framework of abortion on demand that has ignited national controversy. Roe was controversial because abortion deals, in her words, deals with the life of a child. So it differs from earlier cases relating to privacy. In particular, she said that Roe versus Wade is not settled by society and therefore may be reversed. Judge Barrett is not convinced that Roe versus Wade is such a precedent that it cannot be revisited by the Supreme Court.
Interestingly, the American Family Association sent me a press release at 4:01 a.m. yesterday morning, entitled, quote, American Family Association to Supporters. Tell Senate to oppose the Supreme Court pick of Brett Kavanaugh. AFA calls on senators to stop appointment of bad nominee, end quote. In the AFA statement, they noted that, quote, Kavanaugh unnecessarily conceded in his opinion that the government, through Obamacare, has a compelling interest to force religious organizations to provide contraceptives and abortifacients for employees. Kavanaugh's concession created a dangerous precedent, end quote. Subsequently, however, the American Family Association sent me a follow-up statement at 2:44 p.m. yesterday afternoon, saying, quote, AFA has opposed the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court for some very valid reasons. We are deeply concerned about how he might ultimately rule on issues related to abortion and religious liberty. For these reasons, we consider this nomination to represent a 4-star appointment when it could have been 5-star. However, after hearing the concerns of some of our supporters and after hearing the passionate defense of Judge Kavanaugh by many we consider to be friends in the pro-life movement, we are willing to let this process play out. We eagerly await the confirmation hearings when we hope to get clarification from Judge Kavanaugh on aspects related to our concerns. At this time, we have no plans to fight President Trump on this nomination. He has appointed a lot of good federal judges already, and we look forward to many more. We hope that our concerns prove to be unfounded. End quote. Ricardo Davis, president of Georgia Right to Life, said this in reaction.
I think that AFA's position on the nomination is somewhat indicative of what the pro-life grassroots feels. They want to trust President Trump because of the promise he made to appoint solid pro-life candidates to the U.S. Supreme Court. That is why Georgia Right to Life in particular is petitioning the president to uphold his campaign pledge and withdraw Judge Kavanaugh, and then nominate a judge like Judge Barrett to the court. With regard to advancing pro-life, pro-personhood policy at the federal level, Georgia Right to Life takes the position that we should hold the standard high and keep our elected officials accountable. If there's an opportunity, and we have that opportunity as a pro-life movement, to truly advance pro-life policy judicially. So why should we accept something less than what the president has promised? Let us petition the president and let us be united in our petitioning of the president to nominate a candidate who does hold a consistent pro-life view in his or her jurisprudence. Between the two candidates that were running for president in 2016, it was Trump's credible statement, not only that he would nominate sound constitutionalist judges, but he actually had vetted and had a list for the people to inspect. And that gave the pro-life community confidence that candidate Trump would hold to his word.
Interestingly, while Neil Gorsuch was on that list, Judge Brett Kavanaugh was not. Conservative radio talk show host Glenn Beck in an email yesterday noted that some conservatives are less than supportive of Kavanaugh. And Scott Allen Buss of FireBreathingChristian.com wrote a column entitled, Why Not Just Ask the Prospective Supreme Court Justice Exactly What He Thinks of Abortion? In it, Buss asks, quote, could some conservative elected official at the center of the confirmation process please, please, please just ask this Kavanaugh guy exactly what he thinks of abortion and exactly what he thinks of unborn human babies? Could some such conservative pro-lifer in a position of power please do that and not take vague dodge as an answer? This is not rocket science. It's not smart or sophisticated to purposely avoid these necessary questions. It's not politically savvy or cool to play this moronic game. If we really want judges who will overturn Roe v. Wade and abolish the mass murder of babies in America, why not just make it plain in the Supreme Court of the United States hiring process? If the Republican Party really wants the systematic government-protected mass murder of American baby boys and girls to end, then why not be clear and tackle the issue head-on? End quote. Perhaps President Trump fears that a demonstrably pro-life Supreme Court nominee like Judge Amy Coney Barrett would not be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. After all, the Republicans have a slim majority, 51-49, with Senator John McCain absent due to his brain cancer, and two pro-abortion GOP senators in Susan Collins from Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, who will no doubt oppose Trump, especially with Roe v. Wade hanging in the balance. However, there are four red state Democrat senators, Joe Donnelly of Indiana, Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, and Doug Jones of Alabama, who might feel the political pressure to support a Trump nominee. And don't forget that if there is a tie, Vice President Mike Pence will cast a vote in Trump's favor. Bottom line is simple. If there were ever a time to nominate a pro-life Supreme Court justice, especially with four pro-lifer judges on one side and four pro-abortion judges on the other, this was it. If you would like to send an email to President Trump, go to whitehouse.gov/contact. You can also send a letter to the White House at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20500. Let's not forget the biblical perspective of the unborn child in the womb, found in Psalm 139, 13 through 16. For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.